This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Continue the pre-Thanksgiving edition of the show. If you guys are out and about, obviously this is a big day for like college kids tonight and single folks. Be safe out there. Have a little bit of fun. You're only young once, all right? So have a little fun. Just make it, you know, safe fun, if that makes sense. Did I just ruin it by saying safe fun?
No. No, it's fine.
Couple that's days, very practical dad advice that I gave people.
Couple days were always layups in the single community. Valentine's Day was one. New Year's Eve was always another one. This was not one of them, but it was always one of the better days of the year.
I feel like the night before Thanksgiving being like a big thing, I feel like that happened right after I left college, and I'm very bitter about it. I could have really made an ass out of myself many times over on the day before Thanksgiving.
Still got a lot of time there, sports fan.
Nah, I'm retired from the game. That's okay. I got a great wife, great life.
I meant making an ass out of yourself. You got a lot of time to do that.
Oh, that, yeah, but it's not the
it's
same.
It's a very achievable goal for you.
No, when I had no one to shame with my antics except myself, it was a lot more carefree and fun. Now, I have to think of the children. I have to think of my wife. I mean,
well, somebody has to.
Yeah, somebody has to. And it really limits my potential as a jackass. But speaking of modern men, I don't even know where the hell we're going. Pete Futek joins us every single Wednesday.
The segue could have been awful.
In fairness.
You kind of landed it.
I just tanked. Every Thursday at 4, well, today, because of Thanksgiving, Pete Futek, College Football News, joins us in the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. What's up, buddy?
Hey, I was going to say, you're going to go speaking of jackass, here's like nice segue there. By the way, I'm driving with my family right now, and I'll say this, why don't you just go out tonight? Old people can go out and do that, too.
Yeah, No.
You definitely
I don't think
can.
So.
You definitely can.
I think we got to keep Frank the Tank in the cage, all right? Because the last time that Frank the Tank got out of the cage, I almost got basically permanently barred from one of my favorite bars in Wadsworth. But that wasn't.
Well, that's the point. Yeah. Why would you go out and do that if you're not going to do that?
Because I don't want to show up on the blotter and lose my job.
Oh, you don't think that they would keep you? You'd have content for days. You'd be even a bigger celebrity. Ratings. Take it, of course. Go do it.
I was hoping you would have been the angel on my shoulder and not the devil on my shoulder,
Pete. Until you called me a jackass.
Pete, where are you driving to?
I will not. I'm going with my family to go to tea.
Go to tea?
We're going to need more than that.
The exact opposite of everything you're talking about for the last several minutes.
But like, do you just go and
Ohio State's going to win, and it's a segue. There's no segue.
Because I'm going to need details on this.
It's also late for tea. Is it not late for tea? It's late for tea.
It's very civilized. It's like, 3 o'clock-ish here. So
Pinky's out?
This is what people do when they don't do what we do.
Get some lemon squares?
Yeah. You mock, but it's probably going to be pretty good.
Are we going chamomile? Are we going... What kind of tea are we going here?
I'm not there yet. I will get there. I'll report back next week.
All right. We're very invested on this tea situation.
Pete, we had an argument throughout the week, and it was debating whether or not Ohio State's season starts with the Big Ten title game or starts with Michigan. I've contended all week long it starts with Michigan, and I've contended because I read on collegefootballnews.com that Pete Futek believes that it starts at the Michigan game. So can you confirm that for me?
Yeah. I mean, like, you guys know this better than I do. Forget everything. This is the season. There is no season after this, because even if you were to lose this game, and here's the crazy part about this, in theory, if you were to do this right, you're sitting everybody, because just don't get anybody hurt. That's the only thing that actually matters about this game from a national championship standpoint. But that's not how this works. And you know that if you lose to Michigan and then go on to throttle Oregon by 50 and win the national championship, then there's going to be a way too big segment of the fan base that's going to be like, oh, this season was a disaster, total failure, because of this one dumb game.
So with that, is this a year where, to Ryan Day's stock, that winning the national championship actually means more than beating Michigan?
Well, it always does. But, like, it's not quite how it worked. Again, a couple years ago, field goal goes straight, you win a national title, and you still would have had fan base say, well, we're still 1,800 days since we beat Michigan or something. And so, yeah, but, I mean, his stock is way high. I mean, I think it is this team all year long, I mean, you guys have seen this more than I have, just plays tight. Like, every play, oh my gosh, we missed on that third down try. How is this going to translate to beating Michigan? We're going to lose. And this team just plays like it's got everything on its shoulders, game in and game out. And almost like the Indiana game was like the first time where it seemed like they kind of relaxed. It seemed like they had it. And that was the best Will Howard's played. That's the defense continues to be great.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And just if they could just get out of their own way in this, they should win this one without a problem.
Yeah, Pete, I mean, I see it the way Vegas sees this one. Vegas has it at almost a 21-point spread. There's so much of a talent deficiency there from Michigan to Ohio State. Michigan can't score, Pete. They have no offense, and Ohio State's got the best defense in the country.
I will tell you this right now. I can't change the future. I can only see it. Just if you're a first-half player, if you're one of those people, take Michigan, because Michigan's going to be up 10-0. You know how this is going to work. There's going to be two Will Howard picks, and everyone's going to melt down. Oh, my God, it's happening again. And social media is going to go crazy, and then that's it. The Ohio State defense is going to clamp down. It's going to be like 38-10. I mean, you're right. They just can't score. There is no downfield passing game to worry about. You load up against the run. You dare them. And if Michigan hits a play more than 20 yards down the field, you just tip your cap and go on to the next play.
Pete Futek, College Football News in the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. I would like to know, what are the Thanksgiving plans? Like, what are you doing tomorrow after tea?
You mean besides writing like 19 more game previews for the biggest week of the year? Yeah, no, just eat, watch football like everyone else. You know, nothing too crazy around here.
I haven't gotten to the food takes yet. Are you a turkey guy?
No, I'm an anti-Turkite. There's no point in it. If you don't eat it the other 364 days, why are you eating it now? When there's so much good food out there, why are we wasting our time on this?
Shouldn't we just eat turkey more? Isn't that the moral of the story?
No, because there's things like beef tenderloin and happy things like that in the world.
Yeah, do you
beef
supplement
tenderloin
it?
And tea? It's good to be Pete Futek.
Yeah, wow. Do you put like a ham? Is a ham a must at the table then for you?
No, beef tenderloin, mac and cheese, pie. Repeat. That's how it's going to work tomorrow.
Hey, I had one more college football question, Pete, and then we can go talking Thanksgiving or whatever you want. But Nick and I kind of disagreed. We disagreed about, and this is not the set in stone playoff, so it is what it is. We can argue about it when it does become set in stone. But I'm sure you saw it the same way a lot of people saw it last night, where it's like, wait a second. Ohio State would take on Boise State. Meanwhile, Oregon, and being the one seed, gets to take on Georgia. Like, how does that make sense?
All right, first of all, I know these people. They are smart people. Reese Davis is really good. That is the dumbest show that has ever been. See, I don't know why they're trying to make America dumber, because this bracket can't and won't happen, and they treat it like it is. Like, instead of going forward and thinking how it's going to be, because after the conference championships, all this stuff twists around, they kind of do it, well, these are the brackets today. Well, that's not going to happen because there's going to be a Big 12 team in. There just is. You know, one of these, you can't, the top 10 is pretty set in stone. Even if Notre Dame losing is probably the one twist here, Texas losing would make it interesting, because that would mean probably an SMU gets knocked out. But for all intents and purposes, the top 10 teams that are ranked are going to be in. And that's kind of the thing that's lost here that they're kind of talking about is this might be actually sort of boring. We already know who's in. It's just a question of, is it Boise State? Is it Tulane? Is it a second ACC team? So it's already kind of set. But, yes, the crazy part about this is they're not reseeding it. And I get where you don't reseed in the NCAA tournament, because you have, you know, logistics. You just have, it's too much work to move around seeds and brackets and things like that when you have teams all over the country. But in this, there's no point. You could be the number one overall seed, and you're going to get the 8-9. And like you said, like, for your first round game, you could get Georgia, you could get Tennessee. So that's why, like, the 2-3-4 in this seed wise is probably going to be worse than, say, the 5-6-7-8.
You want to get really crazy from what you describe? Why don't they do a television event where the teams get to pick who they play?
How about they just put a camera in the room? Like, it's the you have this horrible, you know, kind of, you know, hostage situation where Morton Manuel is sitting up there trying to explain what like last night. Well, we were impressed by Indiana. What, the uniforms? Like what exactly? And Reese didn't push on this. He's like, well, what about that Ohio State game impressed you, that they actually scored with 1 second left or whatever when the game was completely over, that they didn't get blown out by 52? Like, what about that game says, yeah, we got to put Indiana in the college football playoff? I know how they work. I know these people, and the reality is these are people with jobs and lives, and they actually don't know college football like we all hope they do, and they don't want to be exposed and have to make their takes. So that's why they don't televise it, but they should. It would make things a whole lot easier.
Pete, I'm thinking Earl Grey with lemon and sugar, and then if they have smoked salmon sandwiches to accent the Earl Grey, I think you'll be real happy here, friend.
There's going to be mini vanilla bean scones, and I'm going to be all over it.
Well done, chap. Thank you very much.
Exactly. Going to live the high life now.
Be good, buddy.
Enjoy it, Pete.
Pete Futek, College Football News. Then going for tea.
Pinky's up, man. I love it. I love it.
On the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, we'll get back to Ohio State, Michigan, but Ross Tucker, Odyssey NFL Insider, next on 90. Next.